Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host a pre-W. Smith show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right. Well, it's early November, and of course, this is the time when the football season starts to really heat up. Things get really serious. We've kind of got through the preseason, whether it be college or pro sports NFL. And now, if you're a University of Michigan fan, for example, you've got Ohio State clearly in your sights. It's gotten serious now. Three games left in the season. Can't believe how fast the season has gone. We're going to get a breakdown of this weekend's games coming up. And of course, we've got our sports expert, Michael Spath, joining us. Michael.
Jeff, it's rather remarkable. I was just thinking about the fact that here we are going into the second weekend of November for the college football season. And incredibly, there are just three games remaining in the regular season for college football. Obviously, earlier in the week, on Tuesday, the college football playoff rankings came out. And so there's a lot more football to be played this upcoming season. Big Ten championship, ACC championship, all the conference championship games, and then we'll have a playoff and we'll have bowl games. But it always flies by, and it surprises me how quickly the college football season flies by. I feel like we are just talking here in our own state about the Michigan-Michigan State game, the rivalry, and that was October 29th. And now that's, you know, pretty far distant in the rearview mirror 2 weeks ago. But let's talk about the in-state teams, because last weekend something happened that doesn't occur, unfortunately, doesn't occur very much in our home state, and that is Michigan won, Michigan State won, and the Detroit Lions won their football game. So if you're a fan of those three teams, it was a perfect 3-0. Of course, Central and Eastern and Western, all of them doing their things too. But what it does when you look at what's coming ahead for those three, for the two programs and the one franchise, is there's some renewed optimism and hope with Michigan State and the Detroit Lions that hasn't been there the last couple of weeks. And so let's start with the Lions. They get a big victory against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. That doesn't happen. You can't say that very often if you're a Detroit Lions fan, that they one-upped, they got the better of Aaron Rodgers, and they had the three interceptions. And, you know, I know the sports talk radio shows have been talking about that all week, but here's where it puts the Lions. They've got two games before Thanksgiving before they play the Buffalo Bills. If they can win these two games starting this weekend with the Chicago Bears, you know, you're not going into the Thanksgiving Day game on that Thursday with the Lions firmly in the playoff conversation, but you'd go into it with them being 4-6, having won three games in a row. And I don't know about you, but I mean, I'm going to watch the game regardless. I'm always going to watch the game on Thanksgiving Day. I go over to my in-law's house. I sit there and watch with my father-in-law while eating a ton of appetizers, drinking some beverages, playing with my son. But it would just be nice if you're going to that game, you're preparing for it with something on the line, a little bit, a chance to win a third straight game, a chance to beat the Buffalo Bills, a chance to, you know, be a little bit more excited about the Detroit Lions in this particular year. That would bring them, you know, a crazy thing that could happen on that day against the Bills, and they'd be 5-6. And now you could start to talk a little bit about the second half of the season, because the Lions do have an easier second half of the season, at least from schedule-wise, than they did in the first half of the season. So there is some excitement coming off the Packers win and what it means. And if you can win two in a row, I mean, I know that's not, you know, cause for celebration, but if you can win two in a row, man, there is going to be some excitement going into the rest of November for the Detroit Lions.
All right, I agree. I mean, if they can get another win and string together a couple, they might be onto something here. Really build confidence and, you know, maybe get the fans off their back a little bit too, give us some satisfaction, maybe get us buying in again, right? Loving our Lions. All right, what about, so that's the Lions. What about Michigan State this weekend?
Michigan State, similar vein. I mean, they've had a very tough season. They've had some internal problems. They haven't been able to run the football. They've had a lot of defensive issues. But they had, arguably, you could say they had the biggest win over the weekend, beating Illinois. Illinois, the leader in the West Division. Now, Illinois plays Purdue this weekend in a game that is going to decide who really comes out of the West in the Big Ten. But Michigan State was able to shut down, for the most part, Illinois' dominant running game. They found some success in the running game of their own. They had some good passes. Peyton Thorne played arguably his best game at quarterback this season. And now, again, you have got a Michigan State team with three games left in the season playing Rutgers this weekend. They are trying to make themselves bowl eligible. They're not there yet, But if they can beat Rutgers, they're well on their way to being, I would even argue this game between Michigan State and Rutgers, one of these two teams, they're both 4-5. One of these two teams is going to become bowl eligible this season. And I bet it's whoever wins this game on Saturday. And so, you know, if Michigan State can get over that hump and get that victory, they improved to 5-5, and they got to get one more win with two games left to become bowl eligible. If they lose, I think it's really going to be hard because they do have to play Penn State still this season. So, but there is some more optimism coming out of East Lansing, just as there is coming out of Detroit with the Detroit Lions. And of course, that brings us to the one team that has been winning all season long, 9-0 Michigan football, now ranked third in the college football playoff rankings. They are in a great position to be. They're playing Nebraska this weekend as a 29.5 point favorite. They should win that one pretty convincingly. And then they play Illinois, who, again, we'll have to see how they perform against Purdue. But they play an Illinois team that, at the very, on paper, looks to be the best team in the Big Ten West. And then Ohio State, the game, that Saturday after Thanksgiving. Right now, everybody in college football expects this collision course, Michigan 11-0, ranked number 3 in the country, Ohio State 11-0, ranked number 2 in the country. That probably won't change because neither one of these teams should lose either of their next two games, so it should be a 2-3 matchup.
Well, here's the thing. Both teams having 11-0 records and coming into that big game, the collision course, all that's very exciting. But really, even more than ever, it seems, the season comes down to that last big game. I mean, even with the 11-0 record going into it, you lose to Ohio State if you're Michigan. Is it a successful season? It really kind of taints the whole thing. The 11-0 record pales by comparison to getting a victory over Ohio State, which is really what it's all about. So exciting game coming up, no doubt, that's going to really define the season for the University of Michigan and perhaps Ohio State as well, depending on which way the game goes.
We have had some incredible matchups between these two teams. I go all the way back to 2006 when it was number 1 versus number 2. But if you have a 2-3, two undefeated teams vying to go to the college football playoff, like last year, the team that was going to win was going to play in the Big Ten championship and was going to go to the college football playoff. They weren't both 11-0 going in the game. Michigan had lost to Michigan State. This year, really good chance that they're both 11-0 playing in the game down in Columbus. The winner pretty much certainly booking their trip to the college football playoff. It would have to be a massive surprise to lose the following week in the Big Ten championship game. And even then, they still might go. But what would happen to the loser? Would the loser fall outside of the top four? Would the loser still have a chance to play in the college football playoff? That's something that's going to be decided these next three games, these next 3 weeks of the college football season. So, you know, lots of excitement, lots to look forward to if you are a fan of the three local teams. Also, Eastern Michigan is playing pretty well, and some other teams throughout the state are playing pretty well. So, you know, Jeff, I look at this upcoming college football and pro weekend, and I'm just, you know, again, loving it, enjoying it, trying to appreciate all of it because it'll be gone. Thanksgiving will be here, and all of a sudden we'll wake up and be like, well, there's no more college football for our local team. So just trying to appreciate this upcoming weekend. And again, some renewed optimism among Michigan State, the Lions, some renewed optimism in Southeast Michigan. And that's an exciting place to be as we are in week 2 of November.
Okay, exciting times. Wouldn't it be cool if we could get our three Michigan teams all winning again in the same weekend? How cool was that last weekend? And it'd be great to have it happen 2 weekends in a row. Certainly be huge for the Lions. Michael Spath, thanks for being on and putting perspective on all of this. We really appreciate it. And we're going to head to a quick break right now, but we're going to be back with more in just a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.